Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Now, this is not a live show, which we almost always do live shows. This was recorded late Thursday after the practice reports came out for the Giants and the 49ers. I am currently on a plane flying to New York. Setting up for the 49ers Rush Road Trip. We're going to have great parties out there. Come party with us. So just understand any information that you get from this show, any Friday new information, not going to be detailed in this show, right? So this is kind of the problem with having to go early and recording. But we're going to detail scouting report, preview, predictions, bets, all those different things. The Week 9 matchup, 49ers versus the Giants. So let's start off talking about the Giants, right? 2-6, fourth place in the NFC East. Weird as hell. One of the worst coaching staffs, one of the worst front offices in the NFL, one of the worst owners, just bad, 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 bad. And that has kind of permeated this franchise for decades now. Really, ever since Eli Manning left, it's just been cataclysmic there. Terrible, terrible. So they've been all over the place. They have some great quality wins. They beat the Chargers at home. They beat the Eagles. They kind of dominated the Eagles. So, like, they beat good teams at home, but then at the same time, they go out there and, you know, blow a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter to the Denver Broncos. Philly just beat them by 18. They lost to New Orleans by double digits. They lost to the Chiefs, no big deal. Lost to Dallas, okay. Lost to Washington, okay. But, like, this is just one of the hardest teams to predict in the NFL. And they are without a lot of talent. Like, not near as much as the 49ers, the most injured team in the NFL. We'll get to that. But Malik Nabers, I would argue, is probably their best player on their roster. Definitely offensively, he's out. Cam Scataboo comes in, provides such a huge spark. Now he's out as well. So, you know, one of their offensive linemen's out. One of their corners is out. Like, they've got guys that are out that they've relied on a lot of this season. Started with Russell Wilson, right? The 49ers killer. Switched to Jackson Dart week 4, and he's given them a boost, a very healthy boost, but still not a quality team. It really not there. Their defensive line is the strength of that team. You got 4 first rounders on the defensive line by itself, led by Sexy Dexy. I think Brian Burns is, you know, playing pretty damn close to defensive player of the year type battle. The rookie, freaking Carter, he's worth everything as advertised. And then Kayvon Thibodeaux, who is a 49ers potential trade target. I don't know how willing they are to move off of him, but this game reminds me so much of 2022. We travel out to the Carolina Panthers. We host a couple events out there. We had a wonderful time. And we walk into the stadium and fans are holding up Fire Matt Rule, their head coach, shirts. And, you know, Niners dominate the game. Fly back home the next day. They trade for their best player, Christian McCaffrey. Now, Kayvon Thibodeaux is not that by any stretch, but this Giants team is 2-6. They lose this game and fall to 2-7. The season's over. So, coach is going to be out. GM's going to be out. Trade deadline's Tuesday. You look at this roster and you're like, okay, well, how can we recoup assets to build for the future? Kayvon Thibodeaux is the glaring, yeah, this is a movable guy. With the, you know, drafting Carter top 5, you paid Brian Burns top 5 money. Like, it's hard for teams to keep 3 edge players. So whether the 49ers get them or not, but the parallels between the Christian McCaffrey and all those things, you go handle business, not only put yourself, vault yourself into that playoff seeding spot and be able to now be in the market to take one of their better players at your biggest weakness currently, Kayvon Thibodeaux, that would be awesome to see. So now I will say this because they are young, and if Jackson Dart can deliver this game and beat the 49ers, which look, him scrambling, all those things, that is terrifying. 49ers have not been good against mobile or even kind of like somewhat mobile quarterbacks. Jackson Dart is mobile, and Their head coach, who I do not think is a very, very good head coach, like, he will use Jackson Dart as a battering ram. You're talking Trey Lance quarterback power type runs, even whenever they're up or down 20 points. It doesn't matter. Like, this coach is coaching because he's about to be fired and he knows it, so he's holding nothing back. A little bit dangerous, right? Like, that's what it is. Dangerous for them, dangerous for the opponent, all those things. And you look at the stretch of games, they're 2-6. They've got 49ers at Chicago, Green Bay, Patriots. Not easy schedule. So there's a lot there. And they're not coached well, like I said, under Brian Daboll, never have been. 64 penalties for 564 yards. One of the most penalized teams in the NFL. And so we'll see. You know, you look at what they did last week. Jackson Dart had an 81.1 PFF rating. Tyrone Tracy, who was the starter, lost it once he got injured. Now got it back, 78.1. He's more of a receiving style. He was a receiver in college, converted to running back. Jermaine Elmanor, I know I can never say it, their right tackle. He's played all but one snap, has not practiced this week. Strong chance he's out. Like, he's missed one snap all season, one of their highest paid players. Not playing much. Bo Collins, you know, another guy that has been thrust into this starting lineup as a wide receiver with Malik Collins injured, Darius Slayton kind of injured, Jalen Hyatt injured. Bo Collins goes in there and played relatively well. Now he's banged up. He's limited. Is he going to be out there? So defensively, it's all about up front. Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, Sexy Dexy, Andrew Phillips, one of my favorite draft crushes from last year. He was a rush crush. Like, that dude's a stud, their slot corner. They have guys. Don't have a lot of depth, and the back end of their roster's rough. You look at the Giants and kind of points scored. They scored 173 points on the season. That's 19th. Little below average. Points allowed, 215. That's tied for 27th. That's bottom five in the NFL, which is crazy whenever you look at how good that defensive line is. Linebackers are a mess. Secondary is a mess and injured. Their corners, Cordell Flott, who's probably their best corner, hasn't practiced this week. Andrew Phillips, second-year player, awesome. And then, you know, Deontay Banks, you can take advantage of this secondary. You really, really can. Javon Holland, the safety that they got from Miami, he's a good player, hasn't been healthy. Hasn't been healthy. So you look at just the Giants' schedule, week one through week eight, negative 42-point differential. 2-6, not a good football team. They lose to the Giants by 15 week one. They lose overtime loss to the Dallas Cowboys week two, 40-37. Kansas City, you know, kind of Kansas City Chiefs, worst win. The Chiefs beat them 22-9 week three. Then they go out and beat the Chargers, 21-18, close, hard-fought game. Then lose to the Saints, 26-14, by 12 points. Then they go and destroy the Eagles, 34-17, double them up. Lose to Denver after blowing a 19-point fourth quarter lead, and then lose to the Eagles 38-20. Like, one of the hardest teams to predict. Like, back-to-back losses. They've had a three-loss skid to start the season. Can that happen again? That's what the 49ers are hoping for, right? And, again, step back, look at the 49ers. It's not like their season has been very predictable either. They're 5-3. Currently in the third place of their division, probably one of the toughest divisions out there. But with the injuries, not knowing your offensive identity, are you a pass-heavy team? Are you a run-heavy team? Can your defense stop anybody? Is there any pass rush? Can Keon White, the guy you just traded for, help? Ytir Gross-Matos expected to possibly be back. That's huge. But the Niners, you know, they've lost three out of their last five games. Not playing like a very quality football team at this moment, and you just got boat raced by the freaking Texans, which has no offense, no business boat racing anybody in the NFL. You got to outcoach at all three levels. Now, I do not think D'Amico is not anywhere in the realm of a Brian Daboll or a Mike Kafka or their defense, Shane Bowman. No. Like, D'Amico is a much, much, much better coach. So the coaching parallels or discrepancies between the Texans and, you know, the Giants, not a good coaching staff. Like, I'm sorry. I you watch them. They look poorly coached. Now the 49ers look poorly coached last week too. So, like, you gotta, that mirror kind of goes both ways. Not trying to be a pot calling the kettle black, but Robert Saleh's a damn good defensive coach. Kyle Shanahan's damn good offensive coach, head coach. I'll take their resume, all those things, way over. Not to say Brian Daboll hasn't accomplished a lot, but he's been tied to the best quarterbacks in the NFL and college football for a long time, and that got him this head coaching job. Anyway, sorry, I don't know how I got off on that tangent. Now, you look at the units from an overall analytical perspective in the PFF overall unit rankings, right? Giants, offense, 28th, bottom five. Bottom five in the NFL. Defense, 19th. A little bit better, but still below average. Special teams, 15th. Average. Overall, 26th. Not a good team on a snap-by-snap basis. All those penalties, point differential, all makes sense. Flip side, the 49ers. Offense, they're 11th. Defense, 26th. That is, I hate to see that. A lot of mistakes last month on defensive side. Special teams, and here's probably the biggest shocker of all, ladies and gents. The 49ers have the fourth best rated special teams group in the NFL currently, according to PFF. And I can attest to that. Like, it took a while and it was rough. And you had like bad kickoff coverage, bad punt coverage. That's a horrible slip there. Punt coverage. But last week, and probably my biggest like regret is, good Lord, the 49ers special teams dominated that Texas game. The only reason why you even had a chance late was because of special teams. That was like a top three season performance for any team, special teams, what they did to the Texans. Just didn't count because the offensive defense was not there. Now, their overall, 49ers overall, PFF score 14th. So you're looking at the 14th team versus the 26th team. There's a clear advantage at all things if the 49ers defense can just be adequate. Just be adequate. Not be great. Not be stellar, adequate. That's all that they got to get done. Now, let's dive into Daboll and the coaching staff, how they got to where they are, what their history is. One of my favorite things, and I have to say thank you to Josh, executive producer of today's show. He helps with all this research and, you know, grinding all this out. Salute to you, my friend. So let's get into the coaching background, where they came from, right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. All right, if you are going to the Giants game, you got to come party with us. We're going to be out in Jersey at the Ainsworth from 4 to 8 p.m. Trivia, giveaways, DJs, you name it, it's going to be off the freaking hook. One of the best views in all the tri-state area. Please come out, say what's up. We'll be there 4 to 8 p.m. And then our tailgate the day of, breakfast slash lunch tailgate. You show up early, drinks all included, premium everything. You're going to be having a wonderful time, breakfast and lunch. We're going to have it all. We're going to be out in Lot C. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or click the link in the description's video, or you can jump on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush. Come party with us. We have spared no expense on this trip, and we're going to be throwing a hellacious party. So I hope you can join us. Now, Brian Daboll, 50 years old, went to Rochester, played safety. He's got all the coaching accolades. You watch the tape, hard to see that. NFL, you know, 2022, he was coach of the year. Shanahan got completely robbed for a guy that won 9 games. Shanahan, third quarterback. He had 3 separate quarterbacks that took him to the NFC Championship. I don't know how the hell. Anyway, Daboll is not a very quality coach. I'm sorry. But he also won NFL Assistant Coach of the Year in 2020. That was because Josh Allen, and you've seen Josh Allen get better after Daboll left. That should tell you something. Did win a 2017 college football national championship at Alabama. Like, he has surrounded himself with greatness. He's got 5 Super Bowl titles, being part of the Belichick coaching tree in New England Patriots. Like, he has been around greatness, and that has helped him ascend. I am not a Daboll fan. I like him as a person. I like his personality, actually. Not a fan of his coaching and putting his teams in positions to win when he's the head coach. I'd have no problem with him as an offensive coordinator. But 21-38 as a coach, not good. You see Daniel Jones turn around and be like a potential league MVP as soon as he left him. That's an indictment. Hey, Josh Allen got better whenever he left. That's an indictment. Who do you elevate? We haven't seen it. He's been the Giants head coach since 2022. And the offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, 38 years old, went to Northwestern, played quarterback. He was a 4th-round pick back in 2010 to the Eagles. Coaching career, goes to Northwestern in 2016 as a GA, jumps on at Kansas City as a quality control coach, and works his way up to quarterback coach, pass game coordinator, became the offensive coordinator for the Giants. Now he's the assistant head coach and offensive coordinator. My assumption is once Brian Daboll gets fired, they will promote Mike Kafka to interim head coach and play caller. I think he'll take over. Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, another young guy, 38 years old, went to Georgia Tech, played linebacker, and worked his way up. Was a GA at Georgia Tech for 3 seasons. Then he went to Ohio State, Kennesaw State, jumped over for the Houston Texans as a defensive assistant. Tennessee Titans, he was their linebacker coach, then DC. And this is his 2nd year for the Giants as their defensive coordinator. So you've got some NFL experience amongst their coordinators. Nowhere near whenever you look at Robert Saleh, Kyle Shanahan, even if you want to throw in Clay Kubiak, even though he doesn't play, doesn't call plays. The experience is beyond one-sided between these two organizations. And I think that that shows on tape. I think that it shows in the success that the 49ers have had compared to the lack of success. Coaching matters. I freaking love coaching. I really, really do. And I like seeing quality coaching. Whenever I watch the Giants all year, I'm just like, man, what? They seem kind of lost. And times where they should have layups and things like that, it just struggles. Offense, defense, and special teams, to be honest with you. Now, injuries. We're going to talk 49ers playing football. Injuries, they're going to be evident. Brock Purdy, I doubt that he plays this week. Ricky Pearsall, doubt that he plays this week, even though on Thursday he was running routes and sprints off to the side, which is, that's nice. Hopefully next week, once you're not playing at MetLife back at home, we'll see that. We'll see him play. The good news is Sam O, after getting carted off earlier this week, back to practicing. Alfred Collins, they both got hurt on the same play. He returned in the game. He Wednesday didn't practice. Now he's back. D Winters, back practicing. Nitergross Mottos, quote, might play this week, end quote, from Robert Saleh. He's back practicing. And the report came out that his knee actually feels better. It was a hamstring issue, but the time off, his knee is feeling better. So how his body will respond to practicing on Thursday, that's been the issue for a year and a half with Nitergross Mottos. His knee has been injured 4 or 5 times, the same knee. And I remember being at training camp, seeing him work off on the side field. Like, dude looks ready. Planning left, right, sprints, backpedaling, shuffle. Like, dude looks ready. Next day, wasn't even out there on the side field. Like, it's all about how his body responds to working out. So, he worked out Thursday. Is he going to get another limited practice Friday? If so, he's playing. If he's did not practice on Friday, then now it's going to be a 50-50. But the 49ers... it doesn't matter that you traded for Keon White. It doesn't matter that you signed Cleveland Farrell to the practice squad, probably going to be elevated. You need guys that can rush the passer. Ettore Gross Matos can do that. If he can do anything, he can rush the passer. Like, he can do that. So probably, like, get out your highlighter. Ettore Gross Matos watch is a big deal. The Giants, they're not without injuries. Obviously, you know, their stud wide receiver out for the year. You know, that was a horrible injury. Cam Scataboo, he had a Fred Warner-like break at the ankle. He's out for the year. But you look at the guys that did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Paulson Adebo, Stanford kid, right? Starting cornerback, knee issue. Third most snaps on their defense. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. Daniel Bellinger, their backup tight end, number two tight end. Not really backup. They do a lot of two tight end sets. He's got a neck issue. I'm not expected to see him. Starting right tackle, Jermaine Illuminor. Offensive tackle, he's missed one snap all season. Dude, he's got a pec issue. That's huge. That is bigger than Ettore. And if Jermaine can't go, Ettore will be going against the backup. Cordell Flott, starting corner, their best cornerback, fourth most defensive snaps. He has not practiced Wednesday or Thursday with a concussion. Chauncey Golston, linebacker, special teams depth. He did not practice either day with the neck. Art Green, cornerback, special teams, backup corner depth. Like, they're stacking injuries. Now, limited, these are guys that were limited Wednesday and Thursday, fully expect to play. Bo Collins, wide receiver, who might be a starter. Quad issue. Javon Holland is a starter. Safety, he had a knee thing. Fifth most snaps, he's limited. Chris Manhurst, their tight end. It's tight end on tight end. Like, they've got issues there. So neither team's healthy. Once you get to this point in the NFL season, you're going to have guys banged up, period. Whether you want to admit it or not, you're going to have issues. Now, let's talk history of the 49ers versus Giants matchup. I hate the Giants. I had to step back and I was like, you know what? I want to go through my most hated teams. Like, I'm a hate guy. I really am. And I know a lot of people don't like using that word. I'm sorry if that offends you. But, like, I bring a lot of passion, and my past losses and pain affect the hell out of me. And I wear my heart on my sleeve, good and bad. You're going to know how I feel about you. It's just, that's who I am. Always have been. I don't want to change that about myself either. My top five most hated teams. Cowboys, number one. You know my story. Grew up in Dallas. Stepdad asked him who he hated the most. He said, Niners, done. I was sold. Now it's my career, right? Hate the Cowboys, number one. Seahawks, number two. Rams, number three. Eagles, number four. I hate the Eagles. My two best friends are Eagles fans. I pick horrible fans. But the Giants, they're in my top five hate. I hate the freaking Giants. Chiefs, I'd put six. I know some people would put the Chiefs up higher, but I hate the Giants. Like, those two losses, I know they weren't in the Super Bowl. They're in the NFC. You know, you had the 2012 overtime loss, the double fumble, freaking Kyle Williams. Ugh. That hurts so bad to this day. And then the 1991, like, you know, I became a fan right before that 1990 season. And so that's whenever I started. And I learned heartbreak. I learned heartbreak that 1991. And I was young. I remember it. That Roger Craig fumble, stopping the three-peat. Like, I didn't know. I was a kid, right? I was like 9, 8, 9, 10 years old during that. And I was like, dude, the 49ers just win all the time. I was born the year of the catch. Obviously, don't remember that. But, like, that loss to the Giants, they're very high for me, and they're very high on the list. It's very fresh. Like, I'm sweating right now. Like, I'm sweating with anger right now just thinking about those two. I hate the Giants. I hate them. Now, I do usually root for the Giants because I hate the Cowboys and the Eagles, right? So, like, the NFC East matchups, I'm always like, all right, let's go Giants. Let's go Giants, just because the hate for them trumps the hate that I have for these damn G-men, the New York football Giants. Like, I hate this team. I really do. They're split down the middle. The 49ers have won 22 games. The Giants have won 21. You cannot let this damn franchise tie you. You can't do that. You're better than them. You look at the postseason, 4 wins for the 49ers, 4 wins for the Giants. Like, this is as close to as close can get. I don't want it any closer. I hate them. I really do. I hate their coach. I like his person. I like who he is. I just think he's a bad coach. Now, the last time they played, September 21st, 2023, it was a week 3 game early on. That was a fun one. We were at that one. That was the season opener. 49ers won 30-12, and that 2023 season was fun, right? You came out rolling, and you just freaking – they skated, right? Like, through the whole thing. Skate. 49ers dominated. Brock Purdy, 310 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Daniel Jones was Daniel Jones under, you know – their head coach, which was bad. CMC was great. Debo was great. Kittle was great. Nick Bosa's sack. Javon Hargrave had a sack. Talanoa Funga had an interception. What are we even talking about? You didn't even know that's a thing. Defense can get interceptions? Yeah, it's a true story. It's allowed to happen. So now let's do our deep dive into the Giants defense and offense. And right before we do, if you want to support a good cause in the Bay Area, here's what you got to do. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, the Giants defense, again, they're led by, dude, you've got four first-round picks on that defensive line. Outside of that, it gets rough. You look at their unit ranks out of 32 teams, right? Giants defense, points allowed 26. Total yards are allowed 29th. Bottom three. Bottom four. There we go. I'm a smart man. 32, 31, 30, 29. Yeah, bottom four. 28th in turnovers. They're not getting there. Fumbles recovered, 26th. First downs allowed, 29th. Teams are just moving the ball on these guys with ease. 18th in passing touchdowns allowed, 19th interception, 30th in rushing yards allowed. If the 49ers can't run the damn ball this week, I don't think it's ever going to happen under Mac Jones. I just don't think it's going to happen. If you can't run the ball this week, which I know they did against the Falcons, but like, you should be able to establish the run this week, period. Period, period. Now, I know that you should have been able to run against the Texans, and you should have. They couldn't get out of their own way with, you know, Juwan Jennings, 2 penalties in the first 3 plays, just drop passes, you name it. Bad, 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 bad. They couldn't get established. Sometimes those games happen. You can't do that back-to-back weeks. 23rd in rush touchdowns allowed, 32nd in yards per rush. Dead last, 5.7 yards per rush attempt allowed by this defense. It's worse than the NFL. I'm betting the over on Christian McCaffrey touches, carries, and rush yards this week. I'm telling you that right now. If you can't run this week, sound the damn alarms. This city's burning down. Like, I ain't saying the game's over. I ain't saying playoffs are done, but I'm saying, y'all ain't going to be mad about defensive line. You're going to be mad about O-line. Like, if you cannot run this week with Kittle back, Christian McCaffrey's healthy and looking better than he's looked since 2023, you better be able to run the damn ball this week. That's all I got to say. 13th and third downs, that's their best and only above average ranking on every statistical category defensively. Fourth downs, 30 seconds, they've given up 7 out of 8. Fourth downs. You're going to be able to get some quarterback sneaks here. Their D-line, even though they're great, they're light. They are light. Look at the Falcons defense. That was their thing, too. They were a light defensive line. 49ers struggle with the big boys. That's where they get beat. Daniel Hunter, like one of the biggest defensive ends out there. Will Anderson, solid. Like, they don't struggle against the smaller guys. I know outside pass rush they do, but running the ball-wise, you're going to have your chances. 27th in the red zone. Shoot, 49ers were 2-for-2 in the red zone last week. That wasn't the issue. Wasn't the issue. But they got some studs. They really, really do. You run the damn ball. Don't do 5 and 7 step drops. Like, they're going to get pass rush. Get the ball out quick. Run the ball. Bootleg. Quick screens, quick slants, quick outs, quick. Do what teams do to us. All right, now let's flip the script. Let's look at the Giants offense. Same thing, go through 32 teams in the NFL. Where do they rank? Giants offense. 23rd point scored, bad. 18th total yards, average. 16th in turnovers, average. 11th in first downs. That's their best metric outside of rush yards or rush attempts. Rush attempts, they're fourth. Cam Scataboo's not there anymore. 18th in passing yards. 23rd in passing touchdowns. 21st in pass yards per attempt. 15th in rush yards. Rush yards per attempt, they're 23rd. Third downs, 12th. Dead last in fourth downs. They can't stop fourth downs. They can't get fourth downs. Dead last in both. 27th in the red zone. That can't change. The scrambling ability of Jackson Dart is the neutralizer that can cancel this game out. When he runs, got to make him pay. Big hits. He's a rookie, and he's going to get red hot at some point in this game. The thing with Jackson Dart is he doesn't stay red hot. He does not stay red hot. And when Robert Saleh was asked, you know, on Thursday, what do you think about Jackson Dart? He said, I think New York hit on this one big time. He's a really good one. Like, and I know defensive coordinators and coaches, you're not going to give the opposing team like bulletin board material, but Robert Saleh seems to really like this guy. And the tape is good. Theo Johnson, their tight end, he's a baller. Darius Slayton's not a complete tight end, but he can run go routes. We have a terrible secondary. Diamandouro Lenore is awesome. Nobody else in the secondary this year has played well. Not one person. Maybe Chase Lucas, but he's not playing. He's a backup. Take that for what you will. Now, let's go over a couple key bets that I have. Let's go over our offensive, defensive predictions and my score prediction right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week 1 and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, for our bets of the week, which we post on Saturday, that's on the 49ersrush.com. On our Patreon, we post our bets every single week. We started off red hot. We went 5 straight weeks, posted major profits. Last 2 weeks, we missed on those. So let's get back in the win, baby. So as always, never bet what you can't afford to lose. And if you see a bet that we post that you don't like, just skip it. But I'm doing a two-team teaser, two-team +7 teaser. I'm taking 49ers +4.5. I want all 4.5 of those points. I'm taking the Patriots +1.5 versus the Falcons. Bet 10 to win 7. I'm taking CMC over on rush attempts. I'm taking CMC over on rush yards. Niners can't run the ball this week. It's major issues. We're going to have a lot more bets that we'll post up there, but I'm just letting you know, teasing those ones. Those ones I'm hitting early in this week. I've said a few times, if this offensive run game for the 49ers doesn't work, you're in trouble. You need 30-plus rush attempts. Like, the goal should be 20 carries, rushing attempts for Christian McCaffrey. Coming off last week where he didn't get used near as much, had 8 rushing attempts. Dude's looking fresh, looking clean, right? I want him getting 20-plus rush attempts. I really do. I want Brian Robinson getting 5 to 8 rush attempts. I want Mac Jones to get a couple scrambles and 2 to 3 quarterback sneaks. I mean, 30-plus. If the 49ers got 32 rush attempts this week, I'd be disappointed. This needs to – it should be 35-plus rush attempts. And like, you don't have to worry about the Giants running up to 30 points. Control the damn game. Run the ball. Get first downs. 3rd and 4, you can run the ball. You're going to be able to quarterback sneak it. Remember, this is one of the worst fourth down defenses in the NFL. I want fourth down crazy 49ers. Go get the damn thing. Go get it. Like, I want aggressive. I want aggressive. Now, not saying I want to pass up field goals, so I'll hold the thing there. But I want the 49ers going for it on fourth downs in the middle of the field as opposed to punting. If you're in between the 40s, you're going for it on fourth down. Like, I believe that. I really, really do this week. If it's one, you know, 4th and 1, you're on your opposing 40, meaning you got 60 yards, I want you going for it. I really do. I'm hoping, this is a hope, not a prediction, Mac Jones and George Kittle get on the same page. It's just not, it hasn't worked. They're oil and water out there on the field. And you can see the frustration going both ways. George Kittle looking frustrated. Doesn't happen a lot towards his own players. They're not on the same wavelength. Now they've been practicing together for 2-plus weeks straight. I'm hoping Mac Jones can start to realize, dude, if I throw the ball to George Kittle, good things happen. That touchdown, you know, you've got to get more than 3 to 4 targets to George Kittle. You have to, especially with these linebackers. Like, they do not have good coverage linebackers. They don't. Like, Bobby Okereke's awesome. He can rush the passer, and he's good against the run. He's not a good cover guy. 50 coverage grade. You look at Darius Masu, dude, awesome pass rusher. He can blitz. He can do all those things. He's not good against the run or the pass. Like, he is a blitzing backer that's probably going to get a hit or two on our quarterback. We know our offensive line. They do not have guys that can guard George Kittle. They can't. I really hope Mac Jones finally realizes, maybe back off some of the major attempts to Juwan Jennings. Start to focus on 85 a little bit more. Try to do that. I want quick passing. I want, again, stick routes, all stops, slants, quick outs, move the pocket, screens, jet sweeps. Gosh, man, run right at this damn team and then develop a quick passing game. I have no clue why we were doing so many 5 and 7 step drops last week against that defensive line. I really hope Shanahan learned. That Texans game, Robert Saul and Kyle Shanahan got taken to the woodshed. And I know the injuries. I know things didn't break our way. But coaching wasn't there. Wasn't there. Really wasn't. I'm hoping that changed. Defensively for the 49ers, man, Giants offense is not good. Texans wasn't either, right? C.J. Stroud versus Jaxson Dart, big difference. I know Jaxson Dart is explosive and can run. And he's going to go for those big plays, but he has yet to put together a solid game. Even that game against the Eagles where they doubled him up 34-17, there were a lot of plays that were turnover worthy, ruining drives worthy, coming from the quarterback. Don't let him. At some point in this game, Jaxson Dart's going to have a drive or two where it's like, damn, this rookie is a beast. But you got to make him look like a rookie the rest of the time. He might get you 1 or 2 drives. Like, you're not going to pitch a shutout with this defense. Let's be honest. But make him do that 3-4 more times, you can't allow that. Really can't. Jaxson Dart scrambling, that's what I don't want to see. Mikael Williams, that's probably been his biggest flaw of the season. He cannot keep outside in the rush lanes whenever he's rushing the passer. He has let 5 quarterbacks beat him around the edge for major first downs on 3rd and long. I don't care, Mikael Williams. Not going to get sacks. It's not who you are. Just keep him corralled. Make Jaxson Dart beat you with his arm. Don't let him beat you with his legs. Don't do that. Confuse him. Robert Saleh, confuse him, not our own guys. And Robert Saleh talked about that this week. Like, maybe I gave him too much. That's on me. And Robert Saleh took responsibility. Like, I got to do a better job helping our guys. You don't have to make it super complex. C.J. Stroud, Jaxson Dart, completely different. It's a rookie. You've got tape on him. You know what he's bad at. Now, Darius Slayton or little Jordan Humphrey getting behind our terrible secondary terrifies me. It's going to happen, especially if you put Jair Brown out there. Renardo Green has not had a great year. Really, really hasn't. But he's playing so soft. He's giving up all those catches underneath. I'm not worried about him getting beat deep. It's our safeties, and it's our nickel. That's what I'm worried about. Don't care about their pass rush. I don't care about our pass rush. Just stop the run. Make them one-dimensional. You win this game. You're not going to be a solid pass rushing team this year. You're not. But if you could stop opposing teams from running down your throat, that's okay. You're going to win this game if you can stop the run. Stop the run. Stop the freaking run. And that's quarterback runs as well. You do that, you win this game. Jackson Dart ain't going to beat you with his arm. And if he does, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose. You make Tyrone Tracy look good and rush for 100 yards, Niners lose this game by a lot. That's kind of the team and the situation in this season with the injuries where we are. Now, I do think the 49ers will win. I've got the 49ers winning 23-20. The offense just cannot put up more than it seems like barely more than 20 points. First team to 20 wins, just like last week. These are not quality teams at this point in the season. I know the 49ers are 5-3. I know the Giants are 2-6. They're playing pretty damn close to each other right now. If the 49ers can weather the storm, Brock Purdy comes back, Ricky Pearsall comes back, Bryce Huff comes back, Jer Gross Matos comes back, Brandon Ayuk comes back, you start getting Ben Bartsch comes back, all those guys, maybe you can get back to the quality football. And that's not a knock on Mac Jones. It's Mac Jones doesn't help the run game. Brock Purdy does. You got Mac Jones this week. Make the run game work even with Mac Jones. Now we can start talking about a quality football team. Become a defense that can stop the run or rush the passer, one of those two things. Then we can talk about being a quality football team. But playoff teams have points in the season like this every year where you've got to fight out an ugly-ass win. And you've got to be able to say, look, we're not great right now, but can we win a junkyard dog fight and just come out victorious on the road? If you can do that, come out 6-3, yeah, you're a playoff team. You win games like this, you're a playoff team. You got to find a way, especially coming off that horrible loss last week. And if the 49ers players weren't motivated after getting embarrassed like that to the Texans, come on, man. Kyle Shanahan lost a Coach of the Year award to this guy, Brian Daboll. Come on, man. Robert Saleh, freaking fired out of New York, finally gets to go back to MetLife. Come on, man. This game matters. I hate this team. I hate them. I hate the Giants. I want to go there. I want to make them lose. I want them to be in the position they got to sell their assets because they're such a bad football team and they're 2-7 after the 49ers kicked their ass. That's what I want. I'm going in there with a vengeance. I'm nice almost always at games. Almost always. I'm not so sure I want to be super nice this time. I might be not mean, but not polite. Love you guys. We'll be going live from MetLife Stadium as soon as the game ends right here on this channel, wherever you're watching or listening. So join us. And if you're coming out to New York, man, please come say hi. If you see me out there, please allow me the time to say thank you to you. I keep getting emails and messages. Oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to interrupt. No, interrupt. You are the reason why I have this career and I'm able to do this. Allow me the opportunity to say thank you. To repay as much as I can and to put a face to, you know, the download numbers or whatever else means the world to me. Let's go get this double W. I hate the damn Giants. I freaking hate them. I get mad thinking about it. Let's kick their ass, man. Let's go. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.